you and I both have seen on the news where many states, individual states, have turned off the extra free money for people to sit at home and do nothing and collect unemployment checks plus another several hundred dollars from the federal government.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, guys and gals, Mike Butler here, and get ready for today's market update. It's a pretty big one. And we're going to talk about the CDC eviction moratorium. As it stands right now, it's going to expire at the end of this month, which is June 30th. Okay? And so think about this. If you got a vacant unit and you rent it to a tenant today, and today is June the 3rd, well, then that means if you're doing the old month-to-month system to better protect yourself during the CDC eviction moratorium, well, that means that their first month, okay, month-to-month lease, well, then that would be July the 3rd. And the as it stands now, the eviction moratorium is set to expire June 30th. So here's what to do in this market update. So from this point forward, and let me put a big note here, as long as the CDC eviction moratorium expires on June the 30th, then these are the changes you need to do. But keep in mind, when it gets down to the last minute, government has stepped and has always moved the goalpost again and has extended that eviction moratorium. So if they extend the eviction moratorium, we're going to postpone this. But here's what to do. You can do right now, and we're doing this right now in my real estate business. So we're no longer doing month-to-month leases or rental agreements. So when a new tenant comes in right now, we're putting them on our 36-month-plus lease. And in the additional provisions in this lease, we add this. If the CDC or any government agency extends the eviction moratorium for non-payment of rent, then this rental agreement or lease, okay, goes to a month-to-month term until the eviction moratorium has expired. Okay, that's going to cover your butt. But assuming that right now, June 30th, that eviction moratorium is going to expire, we're back to doing 36-month-plus rental agreements. And put a little additional provisions, just like I said. I'm not going to repeat that again. It's harder on my head to try to get that out there. But the bottom line is if they change the goalpost, extend the eviction moratorium, well, then you're going to put in that lease. When that happens, then this lease is now month-to-month. And that'll hold up. Now, you might have experts in your town and attorneys and all, check with them if you want to. I'd recommend it to make sure that that's okay, but I don't have any problem doing that right now. Now, there's some other things. What else is going on in our market when it comes to rental properties? Well, you and I both have seen on the news where many states, okay, individual states, have turned off the extra free money for people to sit at home and do nothing and collect unemployment checks plus another several hundred dollars from the federal government. And the reason that they're doing that is nobody wants to work. They can make more money sitting at home on their butt. And we see it everywhere, at least in my town. And when I go to other towns that need help, one McDonald's in my town drive-thrus, they closed at 2:00 in the afternoon because they couldn't get any help. So many states are getting pressure from business owners and from other folks that, hey, we need to turn off this free money so that people will go back to work. So that's going to affect us. So many of our tenants are in that bucket. And so what you need to do to be prepared for that, so if they turn off this assistance, especially the federal extra $100 or extra hundreds of dollars to unemployment, is that going to cause a hardship for your tenants? Well, I'm going to say it probably will. Here's why. Because for the last 18 months or so, the last year and a half, they've been on the gravy train. Money out the wazoo, never made this much money before in their life. Just thousands of dollars getting dumped into their checking account. And so we got to prepare for that. You and I have to prepare for this. So get ready for the hardship. Okay, now what can you do? Well, I want you, here's what you need to do for yourself, for your business, and for your tenants. I like to think of my great tenants as great employees. So let's find financial assistance for financial government agency assistance for rental assistance. So it didn't come out exactly right, but I think you know what I'm talking about. And it's up to you to find these resources that are available in your town and where you have your rental properties. And if you check out my website for the rental properties, vistaky.com, in fact, at the very top of our website, it says something like this: need help paying rent? Free money. Click here. And when they click on that, then it goes to a page inside of my website, and you can do the same on yours. And it lists all these different agencies that they can click online and they can call, or most of this stuff's done online. So encourage them, help them out. Don't let them just play an ostrich and don't threaten them and all this and that. Let's grab as much of that free money as you can to help your tenants, to help your business, to help yourself. And then folks who have a hard time, if they're behind, perhaps you can set them up on payment plans. I trust that there's a number of our good tenants actually lost their jobs because they're in the service industry or what have you. Okay, so work out arrangements for payment plans, and it provided that they have the income and they're back to work and they got a job. I mean, I see it. UPS is offering bonuses for people to sign on. Truck driving schools give them bonuses to sign on. I mean, just everywhere you look. I mean, even bonuses for Burger King and McDonald's. I see signs up for that in my town. So bottom line, let's do a quick review and wrap this one up. Okay, the CDC eviction moratorium is scheduled to expire on June 30th, the end of this month. Right now, and for this month, we have no longer doing month-to-month leases. Now we're doing 36-month plus leases, and in the additional provisions in a rental agreement in your lease, we add this. If any government agency, including the CDC, extends the eviction moratorium, well then, if they do that, well then this lease will become a month-to-month lease until the eviction moratorium has expired. So that'll protect you, and hopefully we can get over this COVID crap. And everybody can be safe, healthy, and get this place back to normal. So with that, adios. I'll see you on the next one.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.